This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. New rules for realtor commissions means Coloradans stand to save thousands of dollars when selling a home. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
The change stems from an antitrust settlement by the National Association of Realtors. Sellers will no longer be required to offer to pay the fees for the buyer's agents. That will bring commissions down by forcing realtors to compete on rates. CEO of Denver brokerage Guide Real Estate, Brett Weinstein, says realtors are going to have to work harder to get paid.
At this point, it really does become inherently the responsibility of the buyer's agent or the listing agent to actually explain their value, because there's no free ride.
Experts predict the number of realtors will plummet as billions of dollars of fees goes away. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
A bill to keep funding a program that gives Colorado student teachers a stipend is moving through the legislature. A lot of people drop out of teacher prep programs because they can't afford to student teach. Student teacher Marcus Williams says he wouldn't be in the classroom without the stipend.
The stipend represents a commitment from the state. It represents a respect for the work, the process, and the time it takes to develop high-quality teachers.
The program was originally funded with federal COVID dollars, and bill sponsors want to keep it going. A new district attorney for the 6th Judicial District. The governor appointed Sean Murray to the district that includes Archuleta, La Plata, and San Juan counties in southwest Colorado. Murray was serving as the assistant DA. The previous district attorney resigned last month. Southwest Colorado and much of the rest of the state have a sunny day. Around Denver and along the Front Range, it's highs in the 50s and warmer tomorrow. Grand Junction close to 60 this afternoon, likewise warmer on Tuesday. And in the mountains, highs in the 40s and 50s, mostly sunny but with some snow kind of off and on through the rest of the week. This is CPR News and KRCC.